I know you guys all know why we invited you here.
Solid,
you know,
man.
Ricardo called this meeting to order, and I think Ricardo's the only one who's not here.
Yeah. Where's Ricardo? Ricardo?
No, Ricardo.
Ricardo.
Maybe he's hiding.
He
could be under the table. He is kind of a small guy. Maybe he could fit under the table.
Wouldn't it be something if he's under there the whole time?
This is our... It's
oh, he actually is under the table.
I was wondering who's playing footsie with me.
This is our impromptu how something.
What day is this?
I don't even know what's going on right now.
It's Friday.
I'll just say Ricardo. I couldn't notice it. Ricardo's meeting. So
we have here, we'll introduce ourselves to everybody. I'm Donovan Beery.
I'm Ben Luters.
Luke Micey.
Steve Gordon.
Justin Aarons.
Butler.
That's Matt Porter.
Yeah. AKA Butler.
You can follow Matt Porter's work. He's blogging from the conference from ninapaperblog.com.
Nice.
Along with myself.
Solid.
And you guys are just like here.
Yeah.
So how are we going to do this thing? What are we doing?
I don't even know what we're doing, man.
What do you want to talk about?
Hey, should we tell them our idea, by the way, at some point?
Which one?
Just tell them.
You and Luke taking over the show.
Oh.
All right. You guys are running this thing, man.
I love that idea. We were totally going to hijack the show so that by the end, you guys were being interviewed and we asked you to leave.
Oh,
so yeah, that
why
works.
Why would you tell them?
Yeah.
Because it's still going to happen.
Oh, okay. They'll totally forget about it.
They will.
Yeah.
Donovan shrugs a lot. So he didn't even... Donovan never listens to what I say anyway. He just goes... Eh.
No, he's just...
He's like, what does Steve
now?
Say?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, like, why is this... Oh.
Do you have the cap off?
I'm trying to run this camera.
Have you used the camera before?
Yeah.
No, I've never...
Give it back to your photographer.
I don't even know whose it is.
Yeah.
Your photographer was taking great pictures at the game.
Yeah.
Oh, that actually turned out well. Something's wrong with it.
Nice to people in general.
Who?
You.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's all a cover.
Yeah.
It's all a cover.
So, Justin, have you talked yet? Or
no, I'm Monday.
Oh, tell him
you're like
spot. Monday at what time?
The death slot.
The death slot. Yeah.
Yes, there is a death. There's a Sith slot.
The Sith slot. Nice.
It's the first session on Monday morning after the closing reception.
Like, how do you
got
get
it.
The session after the closing?
No one's going to be there. I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
This empty room.
I tell you what, the five people that will show up, they're going to get a hell of a show. It's going to be good.
They will be there. That actually sounds kind of cool. It might just be us.
He'll do his Oprah thing and no one knew about
actually,
it. Everyone
if you gave it in this room, you might reach more people.
That's true.
Like right now.
That's true.
If Ricardo was here, you definitely would be.
Maybe
there.
You should just do your whole little
podcast
speech right
his
now.
Presentation.
And more people will hear it.
Oh my
you
goodness,
think so?
Podcast
one,
the
two.
Okay,
just give a summary.
You're assuming, though, that people actually listen to your show.
Hey, don't say it's my show.
I mean,
I'm just here.
Our show.
I love that he says your show. Hey, don't say it's my show. The assistant immediately bails on it.
It's probably more Steve Gordon's show than my show.
Yeah.
I think Steve's been on it
show.
More than I actually
he's
have.
He's just like,
that's
hey,
probably
hey,
true.
He's
probably
easy on the my show thing.
Yeah.
Donovan thought he had like the...
most loyal
trusted.
He's probably going to fire me right after this, so...
That's what I get. That's what I get for bringing him here.
Yeah, that's true.
And if I'm lucky, I can leave here with an autographed light printing book or something.
Oh.
Are you signing? We saw Justin. You were signing like those by the five
bathrooms.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no one will take them. I'm trying to give them away for free.
By the fire escape. Saw you were signing those by the dumpster.
Well, I was pulling them out. Come
it's
on,
true, it's true, it's true.
You know.
Recycling, man.
I saw homeless men trying to remove them from the dumpsters.
Yeah.
It's not winter, so there's
no
burn. No,
it's really
no
soft
barriers.
Wood. It's good. It's good.
Okay.
I can't believe I just said that.
Softwood?
Softwood.
It's an oxymoron. There's no such thing.
Yeah. But hey, thanks for supporting the book. I really appreciate it. That's nice of you.
No, I actually did read that book.
You did?
Yeah.
The part that I read before our talk was great.
Yeah.
And it's buried somewhere in my downstairs.
Yeah,
that could use some work, but the rest...
Yeah. Actually, he just read the title on the front.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I should curve my legs.
Got it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I get that.
The title does say a lot, though. You got to admit. It's like...
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get that title?
To figure out what two words to use.
Well, you know, it was a title of a how talk.
Yeah.
And,
oh, so they came up with it for you?
No.
It was the title of your how talk, or
who
your
how
talk?
So who asked
how
actually
Steve
came up for it?
You know, I wish I could give someone credit, but
it was all him.
No, it was a brainstorm right at work.
Actually,
about creating products.
Yeah.
Around the whole concept of life kerning, and
wasn't,
then
wasn't this the last time we were in Boston? The first time you gave that talk?
No, I think it was something different. That was Designer Sobriety.
That was it. Okay. Yeah. I knew it was one of them that happened here.
So Lev Kernan kind of evolved out of that. But you can come and get the poster. We're all signing.
Boom.
Posters.
Yeah, Lev Kernan
posters. We're not really into posters, actually. Yeah.
Who's we?
I did a poster. Vaughn did a poster.
Oh, but they're all Life Kernan posters?
No. Okay. The other posters are really nice.
You're mine's just trying to attach to act like, you know.
Yeah.
Mikey Burton?
Yeah.
They're all going to be at the Nina booth.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah. So there'll be a lot of my posters left over. So if you.
Well, the nice part, though, is because you're going to have these great posters by Vaughn, and you said Mikey Burton,
Cody Chamberlain.
Here he goes.
Bonster.
Cody Chamberlain
of Lafayette, Louisiana. Aaron's from Portland.
Yeah.
Where's Vaughn from? Seattle?
Yeah,
Portland
as well.
So you're going to have these great posters, and if you forget your mailing tube, you can roll them up and
wrap
Justin's around it.
There it is. Either the poster or the book. It doesn't matter.
The book's a little small, if you get some really nice business cards conference, you don't want them to bend and stuff. You can probably slide them in between the book and take them home and then dumpster the book on the way out of there.
Multi-use. I appreciate that. Again, glad to be on the show.
Right. How many times have you been on the show, Justin?
He's been on the show.
I'm probably second only to Gordon.
He's been on the show a lot.
No. Migs got number two because he did the student tips for us for quite a while.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want Vaughn on your show?
Yeah,
put Vaughn on.
Yeah.
All right. I'll text him right now.
Okay, we're texting people now, I guess.
Yeah. Where's Ricardo?
Can you add some old school buttons?
Yeah, anything to stop, the onslaught of life.
Ricardo sets this whole thing up and he doesn't even show up. I think if you text on the show, you got to be saying what you're texting and what the other people are texting, unless it's really inappropriate.
Well,
I said, Vaughn, come up, pour yourself for Reflex Blue Show, room 205.
Yep.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that's good, right? That's good.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and then when we come back, we're actually going to do the idea that Ricardo came up with.
What was this idea?
I mean, he had an idea to do for the show.
He didn't share this shit.
Oh, yeah, he lays all these questions down for Diana and I to answer, and then
that's why he's not here.
Puts us on the spot, and then he doesn't show up.
Let me ask you, Steve, maybe we can ask you the same question.
Wait, do we already go to commercial?
No, we'll wait here. the question that Luke would not answer, and hold on, I got to get the voice right. What's your PIN number?
It's actually pretty good.
I cannot answer.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I cannot answer neither what my PIN number is or why you would be asking.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, we've swapped out Matt Porter, and I think he'll be back. We got it with us, Vaughn Glischka. Vaughn, how you doing?
Fine. We're on air.
Yeah.
Oh, we were just
talking about great life kerning. Do you want to say anything about it?
Your book?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Actually, you were more complimentary than Donovan.
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah.
No, that's a good awesome. Book.
Yeah, so, I got my plug in.
As I mentioned, Ricardo pulled this together, and what he wants to do, and this is the idea. Is we are going to have each of you ask each other questions, but have to answer them as the other person.
What?
This is why Ricardo.
This
nice.
Is fake, right? This isn't actually happening.
It's really nice.
No. So.
It's probably the heaviest postcard I've ever seen.
So, who wants to start? Steve.
Gosh,
who do you want to be?
Oh, dude, this is brutal.
Wow.
This is so brutal.
Who do I want to be?
In this room.
Oh my goodness.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
I know.
Ricardo, you win.
I know, you win, I give.
Tap out.
We should all be Ricardo. Wait a second.
Oh, we should all be
How
Ricardo.
Do you turn this on Ricardo? That's what you need to be
Okay.
thinking. Steve, ask Ricardo, Luke, a question, and Luke, answer as Ricardo.
Oh, man. That's even worse. Okay.
Well, I want to know what moves you. What are you getting into these days?
You gotta hit the stage. You gotta jump.
If you hear
I forgot to ask it in this way. What's fucking moving you these days?
I love going into the CEO's office and just telling him the way it is. Just telling him this is the way the design team did it, and that's just the way it is. That's how Ricardo would answer. It's probably gonna get him in trouble.
You're assuming someone at Fox listens to this podcast.
Once again, we're going to call that the looters. Anytime people just assume that Reflex Blue is super hot, you're pulling a looters.
Oh, man. Let's not do that.
You're quaffing a looters, bro.
Quaffing a looters. Oh, man, I got to write that down.
I told him he had a nice quaff, and he goes,
"Yeah, Steve says my hair is a quaff."
Thanks, Steve. I'm gonna Google that right now.
A wavy pompadour.
It is a
wavy
pompadour.
Wow, I'm getting a lot going on here. This quaffing. Quaffing a looters.
He's homeschooled, so he just learned about. He just doubled his vocabulary in about half an hour.
How do you spell pompadour?
No, Ben's a bright guy.
I feel a lot brighter now that I know that Luke was also homeschooled and took his GED as a kid. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every watt counts.
All right, so nobody wants to play Ricardo's little game.
I just played it. Okay. As Ricardo, I think that trumps it.
You did a good job, Steve. You did a good job.
He's my boy. I love him to death. That's the only reason I know how to do his voice.
That's not what you're saying during the break, but all
right. Right. He loves you too because he's here right now.
Yeah, he loves us all a lot.
What?
Well, what we keep looking at is Matt brought in these fantastic
invitations,
and nothing makes things look better than, is this like 8,000 pound paper?
Yeah, seriously. It's classic.
That's a manhole cover.
What is letterpress? Is this four color printing with the letterpress over
the
top,
cover
or is it all
construction with?
On paper that is, I mean, this is a bore. Yeah.
What do you think the weight is?
That's one invitation. One invitation.
Good morning.
This is ridiculous.
Diving board.
And the things look fantastic.
Henry and Company Atlanta, they did it.
Denise Gallagher's artwork.
Oh, she's so cool.
So you want to talk about the reunion? I think you should talk about the reunion. Get out in the podcast.
Is it too secret, though? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So
this have to be 35 and up is what I.
Yeah,
it's all I know about it.
Oh, you know why you're going. No comment. Just looters.
Let me do this. I will ask Steve this question. Hey, Ben. Why are you going to the reunion?
Are we still playing this game?
Hold on. No. Quaff your hair first.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, Donovan. That's not even fair. I want to get off the subject now.
This is a dream come true. Steve doing an impersonation of me.
It was pretty good, too.
He's checking his bucket list right now. Yeah. Like, check. All right.
All right. I'm texting
launching
my
life turning app.
My
checking
wife.
Him off the list. He's got the life turning app right now going, okay, life turned in that
done.
Area. Steve.
Life turned.
New goals need to be set.
All right, Matt. So what is the reunion?
Reunion is this brainchild of a small group of friends, Terry Marks and Denise Gallagher and Kathy Pavi. We've come to so many of these big kind of conferences, a lot of us, and then we never get to see each other. I mean, we don't really get experiences like this. We get to sit around and really hang and talk because you're speaking, you're busy, there's all these things going on. So we thought, what if we had kind of a small design gathering that was more like a family reunion or a wedding weekend? And all you really had to do was have a cool venue, really wonderful people who you cared about, you knew, and a nighttime activity to kind of center around, and then just great things to do all day long, but not a lot of work. So, as I said to you earlier, if I knew how hard it was going to be, I wouldn't have done it. But BBR Creative in Lafayette has done all the creative and the website and stuff. I've been blogging on the website, which is designfamilyreunion.com, and you know, slowly but surely. I mean, Von's do something. You, Donovan, you can't come because your baby's due, and you have other travel plans or something. Yeah. And Justin's coming, so we got a really cool group of people coming, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's very reasonable too. So go online at www.designfamilyreunion.com.
Is that something you're going to do annually?
No, like what we thought. You know, we're going to ask everybody. Make sure we have the right. We expect about 100 people. It's very small, max 150. And I thought we'd try every 3 or 5 years. I think it's got to be more like that.
It's got to be
like a family reunion.
I don't want to do that every year. You do it too frequently, no one's going to like it. And you do it too infrequently, everybody will be dead.
Well, if you do it too frequently, people start expecting structure too. Like it's a conference of that.
Yes. Okay, you know, it's funny when you do something like this too. No one wants to say, well, what's the schedule? What's the program? And we have Chris Sickles is going to do a stop motion animation class all day on Friday. It starts on August 30th. And then on Saturday, Francis Pavi, who's this great artist from Lafayette, Louisiana, is doing a master printmaking class. And that's kind of the professional enrichment. But I don't know, I mean, you guys have been to a lot of conferences. And I mean, when they ask you what you've done, you say, what was your best part? It was hanging with your buds. You don't get to see them very often. And so, but people are kind of reticent unless there's something like they can write it off with the IRS. So I don't know what legally we're obliged, but I think the friendship kind of thing. There's one example is Ann Telford, who was managing editor of CA for many, many years. I've seen her 3 times in a decade, and I miss her. And I really wish, I'm really hoping she'll be able to come. So there's a lot of people like that. I saw Justin last time was Hal. Mm-hmm. And we talk on we email and stuff, but. So I do hope every 3 to 5 years, but we don't really know what the frequency would be. I mean, enough of that.
How often do you want to see your family? That's the frequency.
Exactly.
Every 3 to 5 years.
All exactly. Together now.
Yeah. Yes.
What, man?
Are you paying attention? We're doing a show here.
Totally paying attention. I miss you, too. I didn't see you. Last time I saw you was Hal.
Justin?
Yes.
Let me ask you. So, Steve,
oh, shit.
Are you paying attention?
What? How you see my shoes are so sweet?
Shit! Oh, look at your pin number.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
You shouldn't have told me that story.
I shouldn't have, man. Yeah, but it was too classic. Too classic.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I'm going to ship that.
Where was Ricardo with a big C?
I think he chickened out.
I think he's the kind of guy, he just, you know, it's like Inception. He just plants the idea and then he just leaves.
We got to accept it.
He's already on a plane. He's already on his way back to California, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is he all done talking? So I mean, classic. Does Ricardo have more?
No, Ricardo's speaking at like 3:45. That's why we're recording this now.
Oh, right. This is all for him.
He's not speaking today.
No, he has there's a speaker round table. There's all sorts of stuff going on.
Right.
All
right,
we're going to go around here. Thing you're still looking most forward to at Hal, Luke.
Probably hanging out with Steve tonight, going out.
No, don't. He's not joking. He's making me hang out
mostly
tonight.
Because I just want to take him out.
When Orange County gets excited about Omaha, that's a nice thing.
Boom. Boom.
Okay, Steve.
No, I said I'm excited about Steve. I didn't say anything about Omaha.
Hey!
Steve
is Omaha anyway.
Hey!
It's like somewhere in the middle of the country, right?
It's in the middle of a cornfield.
That is a misconception that Steve will set you straight on.
No, it's in the middle of a cornfield. It's a massive spot in the middle of a cornfield. Most looking forward to?
No. What? Luke, what are you most looking forward to at the How?
I got nothing.
See, that's right.
I'm most looking forward to making Steve sick tonight.
Okay, now Steve, what are you most looking forward to?
Interaction. You know, it's always my answer. We ask that a lot. I remember I started years ago, you know, helping out when the podcast had a different name and it was, you know, kind of man on the street. It's always been the activity in the hallways and passing and, you know, lunches and coffees. You know, speaking of what you said, that's exactly the point. I even tell people in my session, if you want to skip a session because you got something going on, something good that you want to continue, do it. It's worth it. So, looking forward to that.
Love it. Justin, you?
Sam Harrison. I can't wait to see him open it up. I think he's brilliant.
Oh, is he the opening talk?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're going to pay attention. So we're not doing like last year, it was like some weird aerobic.
right.
Exercise?
They nailed it this time. Yeah. Like, they win. Yeah. Sam on stage, I don't even have to know what he's talking about.
And then I think Stefan is actually speaking, I think, for the first time versus doing a, you know, like a clinic
workshop.
Or a workshop. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to heckling him.
Very cool.
No, and I would encourage that.
Yeah, he's on Saturday, 3:45.
Nice.
Matt, what are you looking forward to most?
Well, I was going to go to Vaughn's workshop. It was a workshop, so I really enjoyed Ricardo yesterday. I'd never heard him speak, and he's not even here, so I don't have to kiss his ass. as I said to you earlier, he says a lot of stuff that seems obvious, a lot of things that you know, but it was really refreshing. And I really did think he was a little gay girl from Santa Monica from 600 yards back at the back of the...
That's now official.
stay within 600 yards, bro.
And I thought he was like 16.
That's why the restraining orders come in.
Exactly.
So I already seen my favorite speaker. I'm a new speaker. It's a great new voice. I like that.
Love it. Vaughn?
I like just the fellowship with other designers and creative people, meeting people that I've gotten to know like on Twitter but have never met in person, and then they come up and dawns on you once you frame their face in a square that, hey, that's so-and-so.
Oh my God, we should do right here on the podcast. You heard it first. It's a Twitter frame for real life. Like, frame them off. Oh, I know who you are.
They really need to just print on badges people's Twitter avatars instead of this barcode thing instead.
We used to do, years ago, didn't we have, you made an attachment.
You'd put some piece of art so people would get used to seeing it.
What about you girls? What are you looking forward to?
Me, I'm looking forward to this Rule 29 poster because I've been having this leak in the roof, and I need something to jam in there properly.
It's on good thick Nina paper, so it'll work perfect.
And I assume you overcompensated with like UPO paper. But it's Nina? It's not like that's not gonna work for the leak then.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not looking forward to anything now.
Okay.
Well, actually, I'm also looking forward to meeting Cody Chamberlain and Aaron. And they're friends of yours.
Cody's a friend of mine. I recommend
him. And Downtown Chicken, his deceased pet.
He's one talented guy.
I'm also looking forward to going to Cheers.
What?
Check that out. It's like a 7-minute walk from here.
When are you going?
What?
Maybe tonight.
Is that like the TJF Fridays in Boston?
Yeah, I'm not going to hang out there all night. I'm going to get a pint glass to take back or something.
You have to let us go in. We'll sit down and you come walking in, then we'll do like the hang out.
What's the Cheers equivalent in Omaha?
Oh.
Like the most hackneyed.
Where do we get the champagne beer or whatever that place was?
Oh, yes.
The Homie Inn.
Well played.
That's one of my favorite spots.
Champagne, the Homie Inn.
Esquire rated it top 50 bar in America.
Get a Runza and then go to the Homie Inn.
Get a Runza and hit the Runza. Yo, we are in Boston and we got a shout out for the Homie and Runza. What up?
Yeah.
It's good though. Nice. Don't look up though. The ceiling is a fire hazard.
I bet the champagne is too.
Yeah, it probably is. True. But we drink it down, don't we?
It's only like 4 blocks from my house. So I don't feel bad about it.
Per gallon?
Yeah, you go across the street, have some pizza.
Jonathan, you've only had it like once, the champagne.
I've had it twice, and it did not treat me well either.
Yeah, sure it's not Miller High Life.
Sucks it down.
The champagne of beers.
Yeah. I drink it down.
Y'all even know that?
No.
It's not.
I like Miller High
Life. It's full on champagne, but it's not the best.
No, they say, do you want the sweet or the dry? And I order the sweet because the dry tastes like
it's
the sweet
like
anyway.
Champagne like from Reims?
It's the same thing.
It's mimosa champagne. Like, just add some juice to it.
I mean, like from Reims?
Sunny D. I don't know.
Yeah, if we had some Sunny D, we could make some Micey Mimosa.
Upstate New York champagne.
There you go, yeah. No, definitely not. Micey Mimosa.
This might be the most interesting show ever.
We need to do Micey Mimosa right after this. That's day drinking.
Micey Mimosa
for day drinking.
There's got to be.
Where are we
going to
go get stuff for Micey Mimosa?
You don't.
I didn't even come up with this.
Wait a second. Is that Luke Micey giving me a cop out when it comes to making a drink?
Careful where you.
I mean, there's a Trader Joe's across the street. Yeah. They may not have
Sunny D
there.
There's a Trader Joe's across the street.
I'm sure they got Sunny D at the. Yeah.
We're gonna have to make our own Sunny D by like.
We just find a juice equivalent.
Yeah.
By putting orange pigment.
Yeah, but then you're back to a regular mimosa. It's gotta be Sunny D.
whole point is the Sunny D. It's the Sunny D that makes it a Micy Mimosa.
Oh, what about Tang? Weren't you telling me about a Tang?
Yeah, you drink yeah, your shit together, son.
Space age mimosas.
There you go.
Tang don't tell him his day. Business.
All right, Ben,
I mean,
what
Tang
do you
Tang might do?
13 and mimosa.
But Sunny D is where it's at.
Yeah.
Tang is good.
Ben, what are you looking forward to here?
I'm looking forward
to the Micy Mimosas.
Turning 35, she can go to reunion.
I might get that old.
He's actually looking forward to puberty. It's supposed to start soon.
Whoa. I'm looking forward to leaving.
you said yeah, we were going
to
make him
to my wife and
show.
Kin.
We made him leave his
right,
show.
He's gone. What are we going to do to get Donovan out of here?
He's a tougher sale.
Like Survivor.
Justin, I think we should feed him to Emily Potts tonight.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are
you'd be a changed man.
Damn.
Done.
I'm actually looking forward to attending some of this conference at some point. It's like 3 o'clock and I still haven't
and
been
here's where
today.
Donovan says, oh, you thought you were going to the conference.
Yeah. No, we're stuck in the back. In the back. This is a conference room, right?
Yeah. It's right.
Yeah.
No. Oh, this. God. I mean, I really enjoy
you think
the
I got you a return flight?
There it is. I was waiting for the Donovan comeback.
I don't have to fire you. I'm just going to leave you in Boston.
Yeah. Oh, you thought you were going to the conference.
You could probably make a boat out of life crewing posters and row yourself home.
No, we already determined they're not good for holding water,
that's
though.
Right,
because they're on Nina.
You gotta try it. You gotta try it.
Yeah, we love Nina, but not to make boats out of.
No, that's true.
I gotta give a shout out to Yupo on that end.
True.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Later.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks for the free water.
Nearly quaffed.
Oh, there's a charge on that water.
Oh, yeah.